Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
How much time are we talking?
This survey takes about 8 to 10 minutes, right? But it's very quick going forward.
Okay,
it's about the election.
Let's get it started because I'm on my way out the door. Come on.
Okay, the first question, just for qualification purposes, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is the year of your birth? Just the year is fine.
58.
Okay. All right, sir, now what is the highest level of a school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Master's degree.
Masters, okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, so now what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, or Middle Eastern?
I'm African-American.
Okay, thank you. All right, so now are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
I'm registered.
All right, sir, how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
I'm somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. All right, sir, as you may know, there will be an election for president, a U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 elections, with 10 meaning that you're extremely likely to vote and 5 meaning that you're neither likely or unlikely to vote, or and 0 meaning that you're not likely at all to vote?
10.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, how motivated are you to vote in November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated, all right, and 10 extremely motivated? Okay, sir. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
All right. All right, sir, and thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? Would that be immigration, voting rights, and democracy? Israel-Palestine conflict, abortion,
voting rights.
Right.
I'm telling you, voting rights and democracy and a woman's right to choose.
Okay, so be abortion, right?
Yes.
Okay, I also have teaching history in schools, cost of living and inflation, healthcare, crime and violence, climate change, racism and discrimination, jobs and the economy, criminal justice reform and police violence, and student loan forgiveness. You stay with the ones you picked before? Voting rights and democracy and abortion?
Yeah, and education, all of that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, sir, and now we would like to rate your feelings, how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral. 0 meaning that you're very cold and unfavorable towards them, okay? But you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know, you have never heard of those people or groups, you can let me know, okay? And I'll move to the next one. The first one would be black members of Congress from 0 to 10.
10.
Hakeem Jeffries.
10.
Tim Walz.
10.
Joe Biden.
10.
Donald Trump.
0.
Kamala Harris.
10.
And Republicans in Congress.
0.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. So if the 2024 election for president will held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party or independent candidate, or you still
Kamala
on the side?
Harris.
Kamala Harris. All right. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Are very certain or just somewhat certain?
I'm very certain.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or undecided?
Democratic candidate.
Okay. And would you say the Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
Some of their promises.
Some of their promises. All right, so does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be, you know, the Democratic nominee make you more or less more likely to vote for Democrats in Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
More likely.
Much more, just somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. All right, then was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Biden.
Would that be much better under Biden or just somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, we almost finished with this survey. I'm only going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress, okay? For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. A 0 means it doesn't raise any concerns about, you know, voting for Republicans for Congress. And 5 is somewhat in the middle, okay? But you may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation. Does that not raise concerns in the middle, or raises a lot of concern from 0 to 10?
Now, what's the beginning of that question again? That was a long question.
Well, this is about, you know, if this statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress.
Oh, I'm not voting for Republicans, sir.
Okay, so if you were gonna, you know, would that raise a lot of concern, or does not raise any concern?
No, first of all, I'm not going to vote for him. So the question is do Republicans raise concern for me?
Yes, sir.
They very much
from you.
So do, yes. Yes.
So what number would you, what level of number?
10.
From 10. All right. In the 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. If he loses and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th, Trump continues saluting Proud Boys and stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them humanity if he wins, you know, and bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric. Or, you know, our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch. Does that raise this concern in the middle, or raises a lot of concern?
It raises a lot of concern.
Okay. What number would you give it from 0 to 10, sir?
10.
Okay. All right. Education is the foundation of success for an opportunity. But Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools. Does not raise any concerns in the middle, or raises a lot of concern from 0 to 10?
Repeat that? That's a lot of... Okay. Are we almost done, sir?
Yes, sir. I only have about 3 more statements. We should be almost done, okay?
Okay. Now, repeat that again, please.
Okay. You want me to read the whole... Okay. Education is a foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools. does not raise any concerns in the middle,
ten.
Or raises a lot of concerns.
Ten.
Okay. All right, sir, and the Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans will gut health care coverage for black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allowing corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such a social security. Does that not raise any concern in the middle, or raises a lot of concern? Okay.
Ten.
All right. And the last one says, Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies. With, with black women facing a disproportionate impact, more than half of black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care, thanks to Trump. And Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of black women at risk. Does not raise concern in the middle, or raises a lot of concern from 0 to 10?
It's 10.
All right. All right, sir. And, I'm thinking of the message you just heard. Which of the following statements best describes how you feel? Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. Number two says, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. Number three, we cannot sit while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's future. We cannot allow our generation to strip of freedoms that so many, sacrificed before us. And the last one say, we cannot, stand by while our lives and lives of our loved ones are put in danger. You can pick two to be the most important to you.
Wow, that's a lot, man, to remember. Oh.
The first one said about, playing, important role playing protecting America from itself. The second one says about having fought too hard to build generational wealth and have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. The other one, we cannot sit while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's future. We cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed for before us. Or the last one, we cannot stand while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger.
You can pick two and four. How many can I pick?
Two.
All right, two and four.
Two and four. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and I just have the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose. Okay, we have just a few more questions to ask you again. Okay, if you, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election?
Ten.
From 10. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and how motivated are you to vote in November 2024 from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And, sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, okay, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Okay, so in thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very progressive.
Very progressive. All right, sir. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm an independent.
Independent. Okay. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
The Democratic Party.
Democratic. All right, sir. And how would you describe your employment status?
Full-time.
All right. Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Democrat.
Did you Joe Biden, Democrat? Okay.
Yes.
All right, sir, in last year, that is 2023, what is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
$75,000.
Okay, all right. All right, sir, aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Weekly.
Once a week, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Thank you very much.
You as well. Thanks.
Bye-bye.